Barry Today welcomes letters to the editor at raymond@barrytoday.com. Please include your daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The following letter, about the Russian invasion of Ukraine, is from Ray Kopolsiv, who is of Ukrainian descent and still has family and friends living there. As we all sit in front of our TV or follow social media, it is now apparent another Hitler type has emerged in Europe and has begun his indiscriminate annihilation and the plundering of a peaceful, sovereign country called Ukraine. A dictator, possessed with unimaginable hatred toward another country and its citizens who want nothing to do with this kind of Russia anymore. Ukraine has struggled through two major wars and, as we can see, has to struggle again to be free from another madman. This is the type of ideology that this Russian dictator, Putin, and his cronies embrace now after successfully taking over and transforming their country and their ordinary freedom-loving people into slaves to his murderous, political, mafia-influenced rule. It's an embarrassment to the many peace-loving Russian people. Hitler came into power by weeding out the weak opponents, politicians, and installing a national movement for his people, but secretly, more directly, for his military leading cronies who fell in line one after another due to fear. Upon solidifying complete rule over the military and citizens, Putin was free to do what he is doing now and continues to do unless he and his lackeys are not eliminated. Fear is a powerful word and has been wielded as a tool to suppress populations. A few other world leaders of so-called civilized countries have suppressed their own people in much the same way. Conform to Putin's rules of having a dictator's thumb over your head or forever be cast into oblivion if you don't. We see how his local military police have been treating their own recent peaceful war demonstrators in Russia. Hiding the truth seems to be ingrained in all politics. All people in this world, whoever they are, want and need freedom to live a rational, peaceful life. No one wants any kind of a dictatorial suppression of individual rights like what Putin is exhibiting in Ukraine. The few rogue dictators who are causing havoc in our world and have total control over their citizens all need to be eradicated, especially the murdering, criminal political types who proclaim a self-imposed throne such as Putin. Ray Kopolsiv, Brekin.